Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily blocking the state of New York from reimposing limits on religious gatherings during the coronavirus pandemic. The justices split in a 5-4 vote. The newest justice, Amy Coney Barrett, sided with the majority. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the court made the wrong decision.
I fully respect religion, and if there's a time in life when we need it, the time is now. We want to make sure we keep people safe at the same time.
The ruling is temporary. The case now goes back to an appeals court. Officials in Pennsylvania say a court order to halt the presidential vote certification process could interfere with the state seating its electors. Emily Praviti from member station WITF reports that Governor Tom Wolf and Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar have filed an appeal in the state Supreme Court, which is expected to act quickly.
Wednesday's flurry of court action stems from Republican Congressman Mike Kelly's lawsuit seeking to throw out more than 2.5 million mailed ballots. Kelly asserts a law enacted by the Pennsylvania legislature permitting mail-in voting without an excuse is unconstitutional. Wolf and Buchvar had announced Tuesday that presidential vote counts were certified and President-elect Joe Biden officially won the state. Then Kelly's legal team persuaded the Republican state court judge handling his case to halt certification. Now, Wolf and Buchvar are asking Pennsylvania's high court, where 5 of 7 justices are Democrats, to take the case and to let certification move forward. For NPR News, I'm Emily Previty in Harrisburg.
The trial of a leading women's rights activist in Saudi Arabia is being transferred to a special court for terrorism and national security crimes. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, human rights groups say the move shows the Saudi government is trying to quash dissent in the kingdom.
Lujain Al-Haslul led the charge to allow women to drive in Saudi Arabia. Just weeks before the driving ban was lifted in the spring of 2018, Al-Haslul and several other female activists were arrested. This is the first time she's been in court in more than a year. Her sister, Lina Al-Haslul, says Lujain had been tortured in prison. Her parents were shocked by her appearance.
They saw a very weak, tired, exhausted Lujain. They said that her body was shaking, that she could barely hold the papers.
Al-Haslul disputes her sister is a terrorist, saying the Saudi government is just trying to silence female activists in the kingdom. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
The low-cost airline Fly Dubai has begun regular flights to Tel Aviv. The first flight landed Thursday at Ben-Gurion International Airport. The flights are the latest sign of results from a normalization deal signed recently between the UAE and Israel. U.S. markets were closed today for the Thanksgiving holiday. They will reopen on Friday for a half day of trading. This is NPR. 14 people have been indicted following the beheading of a middle school teacher in France last month. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that 4 minors have been charged in the case.
3 of the minors, ages 13 and 14, have been charged with complicity in a terrorist act. They're alleged to have pointed out the professor to his assailant, an 18-year-old radicalized Chechen refugee. The teacher showed caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in his class on freedom of speech. The Chechen youth heard about it through online videos denouncing the teacher. The killing shocked France. The French government is preparing a new law to crack down on what it calls Islamist separatism. The measure sets out to identify those hostile to French principles like gender equality and freedom of speech. If the law passes, it would give the government broad powers to shut down any organization it claims promotes messages counter to those core values. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
There are hundreds of thousands of pieces of space debris circling the planet, and experts say they pose a threat to functioning space vehicles. Now the European Space Agency is going to try to do something about it. Officials are signing a contract with a Swiss startup company to bring some space trash back to Earth. The first mission under the $102 million contract is to bring back a part of a rocket launched in 2013. Rocky the Owl is back in the wild. The tiny saw-whet owl was named Rockefeller after it was found in the holiday tree being set up at Rockefeller Center in New York. The owl was apparently trapped in the tree. When it was cut down earlier this month in upstate New York, the owl was nursed back to health and released in the wild. I'm Dale Willman, NPR.